From there, I think we're going to transition right over to some shoegaze music. This is Swerve Driver, Son of a Mustang Ford. It's good rainy weather music for you. And you're listening to WIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. This is If Music Could Talk.
We'll be right back.
I don't know. I think we'll play two in a row from this album. Next one is Deep Seat.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, that was Swerve Driver from their album that came out in 1991, Rays. And that was Deep Seat with Son, Deep Seat, and before that, Son of a Mustang Ford.
Whatever happened to the rock fade out, Carlita? Do they still do that? Is that still something that happens?
They fade it out and talk over it, you mean?
No, I mean like the long fade out. Or like that song, who knows how long those guys kept playing for?
That was a really long fade out. And
they could have kept going for another 10 minutes, too. You know?
Yeah, totally. I think they probably did, and someone had to just fade them out. Because that song, I think, might actually continue on until eternity. And they just have to fade eternity out.
Eventually, that has to happen to all of us, folks. So give us a call now at 804-622-9747. Or if you like to spell things on your phone, it's 804-622-WRIR. Or go online to WRIR.org and make your donation. We are in the last 3 days of our spring 2013 pledge drive. And during this next 2 hours of If Music Could Talk, besides the music and Carl himself, you also get, for donating, you get... So we've got some other great gifts to give away. Of course, there's a T-shirt. Of course, there's a shopping bag. Of course, there's the tickets to Louis Ginter Botanical Gardens and Brian Burns' book about Louis Ginter.
He's an amazing guy.
Yes. But then, and additionally, at the $100 level, the first caller who donates at the $100 level, if you call in, come in to 1621 West Broad, or call in with a credit card donation, you can get this 3-CD pack that includes Fela Kuti, The Best of the Black President 2. I'm going to ruin this name, but Giedu Ble Ombali with Simigwa.
I think that was pretty good, probably.
Thank you. And then this Barris Manço with an album called Sakla Samani Galir Zamani. And
nice.
Thank you.
It just rolled right off the tongue.
And Carl, I think, is going to play something from this album in a second. Carl, you seem to know who this person is, Barris Manço.
Yeah, Peace Manchurian is what that apparently translates to roughly. But he's kind of like, he's got the beards and the handlebar, the sideburns.
From a distance, you could think that was like George Harrison of a certain era, or perhaps Frank Zappa of a certain era.
Yeah, it's kind of like the extended sideburns going around the beard into the, very well-crafted facial hair. And sort of long locks and lots of beads and a crazy looking green jacket.
He's cosmic looking for sure.
He is from Turkey from the
Turkish
1970s. Yeah. 1976 is when this album came out. And I had a friend on here years ago named Semi, who is Turkish, and told me about him. And Peace Manchurian, having roots from Manchuria, the Turkish have those trade routes in common with older nomadic tribes and stuff. So this guy was basically a psychedelic throwback to the nomads. And those other two CDs, amazing stuff here. This one, Simigwa, that you announced, is actually on Voodoo Funk Academy LPs. Academy, as you probably know, Marty from Steady Sounds had some sort of connection with them at some point. But this one came out in 2012 on Voodoo Funk Academy LPs. Simigwa, Giedu Ble Ombali, and I know that's funky. I know it's funky because the label is Voodoo Funk. It has to be funky. Yeah. And then, of course, as you were saying, how do you choose the best of Fela?
Yeah, if you don't have any Fela in your life, like, you may as well go for this because it's a great introduction. I mean, there's some of his greatest songs are on there. I mean, I actually didn't look, but Mr. Fala Follows on there, and I think it's Zombie on there. I'm just trying to guess what are my favorite Fela songs.
Everything Scatter, Mr. Follow Follow,
like
He Miss Road, Napoi. Trouble Sleep, Let's Start is good, but it's not on here. But this is a great place to start. This is a good starting point for Fela. And if you don't have any of these CDs, you get all three of them for the $100 donation.
That's a deal right there. Plus a T-shirt for $100, plus a bag for $100. Plus, and the most important thing, and I always like to say this, and the most important thing you're getting for your $100 is WRIR, and you're getting radio.
Yeah,
and
knowing that you support independent media. And shows like mine, shows like the one you do, Josh.
Edge of Americana.
That's what it's called. Okay,
you get there eventually.
But all of you guys do different things that are so cool. And sometimes even some of the shows overlap in their thematic content.
You know?
I mean, I play African music, and Charles and David play African music.
And I was just talking to Charles about how and then a lot of the music that I play has African roots, and I certainly play a lot of blues and 20s jug band stuff. You know, which is very close to very more tied into African traditions.
Yeah, you can't forget the African same roots that we have
not
here.
Not in American music. I mean, it's basically every American music is some combination of something European and something African. Mm-hmm. You know, that's where the backbeat comes from.
Yeah,
basically,
yeah.
And that's what we love, the backbeat.
Yeah.
So give us a call, folks, 804-622-9747, or come on down. We've got some great pasta. We've got Pasta Radiatori.
Oh yeah, Pasta Radiatori
from our very own Fun Drive committee made it, and we've got vegan options and vegetarian options. We got some salad. Like I said, there's some leftover corned beef and potatoes for the Irish, if you've been drinking green beer all day, come on down to 1621 West Broad.
Get a green donation. Taxi down here.
Get a green taxi or walk. Because it's kind of Irish weather out there right now too. It's kind of perfect.
Walking in the rain like the Irish.
Yeah. So you know, it's our pledge drive, folks, and we need to finish strong. We've already raised, I believe, close to $2,000 today. But frankly, if we could raise another $2,000 before midnight, that would make we board members of which both of us are very happy to see us cross that line. So give us a call, 804-622-9747. And as a special bonus, if you call in with a $50 donation, Carl has two posters from his Pop Yeah Yeah. This is from your Kickstarter campaign, right?
That's right. Yeah, we made this poster for I made it as a premium to give to people who donated to my project, but I had a bunch left over. They're beautiful.
They're beautiful. They're well printed. They're very colorful. I mean, I would frame this thing, put it up, man. It's gorgeous.
I actually have one at work on my wall.
So we have two of those to give away to the first two $50 donors, and at the first $100 donor is going to get this CD pack. And if you call in with whatever donation you can, you are going to be helping us help keep us on air, pay our bills, and keep us solvent. So please do, 804-622-9747.
And you know you're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio.
Yeah.
We know that. You know that. And if you want to keep us on the air, just call up and donate at 622-9747. You can do it online, too, if you're listening in the North Pole or any of those other places outside Richmond. We thank you, listeners, also online. Thank you for listening to Music Could Talk. Do we have an announcement or anything?
We have someone who's donating money, and I was trying to find out what the extra premiums are, if there was one.
They should be in the office, too. But
I thought so, too.
But they're not.
Well, these CDs, these CDs that we just talked about, these are amazing. And then we have these posters at the $50 level, the Pop Yeah Yeah posters, and the T-shirt and the bag. And we got music coming up right now. This is Ernie Freeman with Jivin' Around.
All right. Thank you.
akşam olup gün batınca dağlara hüzün çökünce lale sündür boynunu eğip kurt kuzuya kem bakınca köye döner nazo gelin yavru ceylan gibi kaçar seke seke çaydan geçer nazo gelin ayağına takar hal hal bir bakışı canlar yakar gülüşüne cihan değer nazo gelin ayağına takar hal hal ayağında gümüş hal hal
ayağında gümüş hal hal
ince nakış gümüş hal hal
ince nakış gümüş hal hal
yavru ceylan gibi kaçar seke seke çaydan geçer nazo gelin ayağına takar hal hal bir bakışı canlar yakar gülüşüne cihan değer nazo gelin ayağına takar hal hal Seke seke çaydan geçer, nazo gelin ayağına takar, hal hal. Bir bakışı canlar yakar, gülüşüne cihan değer, nazo gelin ayağına takar, hal hal. Ayağında gümüş hal hal,
ayağında gümüş hal hal,
ince nakış gümüş hal hal. Seke seke çaydan geçer, nazo gelin ayağına takar, hal hal. Bir bakışı canlar yakar, gülüşüne cihan değer, nazo gelin ayağına takar, hal hal. Yavru ceylan gibi kaçar, seke seke çaydan geçer, nazo gelin ayağına takar, hal hal. Bir bakışı canlar yakar, cihan değer nazo gelin ayağına takar hal hal yavru ceylan gibi kaçar seke seke çaydan geçer nazo gelin ayağına takar hal hal bir bakışı canlar yakar gülüşüne cihan değer nazo gelin ayağına takar hal hal yavru ceylan gibi kaçar seke seke
And you're listening to If Music Could Talk. That was Hal Hal by Boris Manço.
That's great.
Yeah, and, what album, one more time, Kurtular Expressi.
Want to say congratulations to Casey Seelig, or say thank you to Casey Seelig for calling in and donating $100. For that $100, Casey gets this three-pack of CDs. The CDs are gone.
Awesome. Thank you, Casey. You all right?
Oh, I'll be all right. Also got himself... Yeah, that's like water.
Yeah.
It's like brown water.
It's like coffee.
Brown hot water.
All right?
Yeah, I'm okay. Fine. And then Casey also got himself one of these awesome Pop Yeah Yeah
posters.
Posters. My goodness, Carl. Go ahead and talk to us.
I'm going
to
take over for Josh here. Thank you, Casey. And you also, you got these three amazing CDs and
yeah.
You got the poster and you got the knowledge of knowing that you support awesome independent radio.
But folks, here's why you should call in even though the CDs are gone. Because every Sunday night from 7 to 9 p.m., you basically get a brand new CD of, I don't even know exactly how I would,
like a mix.
If I were to categorize your show, Carl, I don't even know where I would begin because it's, you'll go in these, you'll hit this vein and you'll be all American, all rock and roll. And then sometimes it'll be very traditional sounding like this of maybe some Eastern European or Indian
Armenian.
And then sometimes it's like crazy 60s, 70s psychedelia from all over the world.
I'm a music lover. That's basically the only thing I can really say. And to go to Greek mythology for a second here.
Oh, please.
The word chimera.
Yes,
according
yeah.
to Greek mythology, a monstrous fire-breathing female creature with three parts composed of three different animals, a lion, a serpent, and a goat. I'd like to think of my show kind of like that.
Uh-huh. I like
that. But except they're different nationality uh-huh. animals and people and cultures all mixed up together in this weird thing that we call If Music Could Talk.
Yeah, and if you like If Music Could Talk, folks, or any of the shows that are very similar to that, where it's basically new/new-old music that you don't hear anywhere else, give us a call, 804-622-9747. Charlie's in the studio. Charlie, got something to say? You just watching the magic.
Keep the donations coming in. We have, for the last 2 hours, we have sold our little packages here.
Mm-hmm.
And this show is only getting better, folks. So keep listening to WRAR, and we got more to come from Carlito.
More to come from Carlito. 804-622-9747 or WRIR.org. You know what, Carl? On our next break, perhaps we can talk about some of the specifics as to where people's money goes. But in the meantime, I hear
Do we have prizes, though? Do we have more prizes?
Well, we've got this awesome T-shirt, Carl. Let me tell you about the T-shirts.
That's an amazing T-shirt.
Our lovely Charlie is standing over there beside the WRIR T-shirt. It's silver, and it's got birds holding up a woman on it.
It
is designed by a longtime, longtime WRIR volunteer, Mitchell Kraft. And that's at the $50 level, Carl. At the $100 level.
What else do they get?
To Charlie's left, your right, is the
100% recycled
shopping bag with an awesome rooster on it.
It's
says
awesome.
WRIR,
it really
or
is.
As Phil Ford was doing the other morning, it's going, WRIR!
I heard him. WRIR! Oh, you guys were fantastic on
thank
that
you.
Show. That was.
And then at the $200 level, Carl, you get all of what I just mentioned, plus
a bumper sticker, the
well,
tax
you also get
form.
You get a tax form, a bumper sticker, but you also get four tickets to Lewis Ginner Botanical Gardens.
Jeez, that's
yes.
$365.
That's
all it
$200.
Takes. That's at the $200.
Then for a dollar a day, Carl, you get all of what I just mentioned, plus you get Brian Burns' amazing book on Lewis Ginner. Plus, you get to donate or you get to dedicate a day of programming to a person or animal or cause of your choice. You could actually be a part of a single day of WRIR programming, and what could be better? So give us a call, 804-622-9747. Go online to WRIR.org. Come on down to 1621 West Broad Street, above one thing and across the street from another
high
thing.
High atop 1621.
High
atop. Palatial
Studios.
In Richmond, Virginia.
WRIR!
Your radio station, actually, okay. So the game show music was supposed to get you ready to come on down and have some pasta with
come
us.
Come on down!
All right, and we got prizes. And
beautiful
we've already
women.
Told you. And
beautiful men.
And beautiful men. And it doesn't matter who you are or what color you are or where you come from. We're a part of you. You're part of us. We're a community, and we're a community radio station.
We won't even pinch you if you're not wearing green. We're not going to do that.
So what do we have to do?
I think it's time for you to play more music, Carl.
Okay.
For me to say, call 804-622-9747, folks. Do it now.
And you have to call us. Yes. We're going to play more gospel. I do have to tell you what you heard in
the
past.
Yeah, please do that.
You heard The Price is Right, Come On Down, theme song. You also heard Barris Manço. We also heard The Crying Shames, Ben Franklin's Almanac. We heard the Gospel Light Choir with Nearer Home from the Gospel Light Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. We also heard Ernie Freeman with Jivin' Around. Up next is that Baptist choir out of Brooklyn, 450 Eastern Parkway, Brooklyn. This is the Mass Choir at First Baptist Church in Crown Heights, Brooklyn, with Jesus Paid It All.
All right.
And the name of the album is Someone Prayed for This. And I think someone prayed for this radio station here.
622-9747.
A little inspiration on a Sunday.
Thank you.
Yes, that was You Ought to Been There, sung by Reverend F.C. Barnes and Reverend Janice Brown from Rough Side of the Mountain, Atlanta International Record Company from Atlanta, Georgia. Came out back in the 80s. Beautiful Southern gospel there, representing the United States in the world music category. All music is world music, as you've probably heard me say on my little show promo. And don't matter where you are, where you're from, it's where you're at. So we're here in Richmond, but we're playing music from all over the world, including America.
That's right, Carl. If people like it, they should call in at 804-622-9747. Sorry.
That's okay.
I was kind of liking that voice that I was doing earlier.
No, it was cool. We probably could perfect that, but it's actually why people pay us not to be that way. And it was kind of like, you know, a little bit of irony there, mm-hmm. playing the Price is Right theme song. But really, we aim not to be formulaic or predictable, and we don't use music beds. We use real records mm-hmm. and bring in new music every week and stuff like
that. You know, and the price that is right at WRIR, folks, is whatever price you can give. Whatever price you feel as though you can give, because while there are levels, $50, $100, and on levels of donation, we are accepting, of course, all levels of donation, and we are so thrilled that anyone would donate. You know, if you've been listening and you can't donate, you know, Carl, statistically only about, I believe it's about 10% of listeners donate.
Really?
Yes. So if you're one of those people, you know, if you're outside of that 10% and you've not donated to WRIR, $5, you know, you could donate $5, you could donate $10, you could donate $1. Really? And I'm not kidding. It all makes a difference. Our entire budget for the year is, and I say only as though it's a small sum, it is a small sum in comparison to things, only about $100,000, just a little over $100,000 a year. Which
we're
for
trying
a
to make
radio station,
$40,000.
We are trying to hit
this
40.
Time, and we're only at 28.
We are. We're actually 24. More like 27 right now.
Okay.
And we've already raised $250 tonight during this last
hour.
And really last half hour is when we've been really raising it, folks. Call us up. I mean,
but it stopped. Why did it stop?
I don't know why it stopped.
Continue,
I think
please.
Maybe because they want to hear us talk more. I can't. Maybe they want to hear us talk more, they want to hear us talk less. 804-622-9747. You know, if you want me to name a few things really quickly, folks, that your money could go to while Carl queues himself up a 45 here, a bona fide 45 that he's queuing up here.
It's for, it's for Irish Day.
Wow. Yeah, right? I guess they're Irish, right? So if you want to hear about the kind of things that your money would go to, things like turntables that are constantly breaking, CD players, imagine your stereo was on 24 hours a day and you had different people coming in every 2 hours to play with it and constantly opening and closing CD cases or CD racks and constantly just, you know, messing with the mixer and kind of everything, you know, just the wear and tear on our equipment costs money. Not to mention that we pay music licensing because, of course, we are honest and we want musicians to be paid for their musicians and also licensing corporations and record companies or whoever, you know, whoever's owns the right to that music, they need to be paid for it, and we pay into
a licensing fee every year so that we can play a lot of music on the air.
And then, you know, kind of as an ancillary or as the other side of shows like Global Go-Go, like If Music Could Talk, like Motherland Influence, you know, Al Jazeera English, which we air every weekday from 9 to 10 in the morning, which, you know, provides you with, like on these shows, you get to hear music from all parts of the world that you wouldn't necessarily hear it from. During Al Jazeera English, you get to actually hear news from parts of the world that, for the most part, the major media outlets in the United States don't deem worthy to cover the important things happening in a lot of these countries. You know, you often hear about, Honduras, you know. I mean, obviously, Venezuela's in the news, but not so much Argentina, you know. And all of these countries where, of course, there's stuff going on all over the world. But hear about a very small amount of it, generally where there's oil.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, you hear about Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Or you hear about the Middle East or, you know, the West Bank or like Saudi Arabia. Or
not much about Uzbekistan, though, or Kazakhstan.
These different places where people have real problems and real things are happening that affect us or we're affecting them. But we get those perspectives, like you were saying.
And that costs money. That comes from Pacifica, which is a service that we pay for. Similarly, Talk of the Nation, which everybody loves. Tell Me More, which everybody loves. Those are from NPR, and that costs money, too. So
if you don't love it, at least it instigates you to think, as we were talking about last week with Enzo here.
And that's, you know, and that's the, I always say this every pledge drive, WRIR is a great place for that, because even if I do not like the music that I'm listening to at one particular moment, A, 2 hours from then, it's going to be something different, and B, it's music that I have never heard before that I don't like.
Yeah.
As opposed to this song again, you know?
You appreciate the fact that every time you turn that radio on, there's something new and different to inspire you and get you thinking. Even if, you know, I listen to shows that I don't even particularly like.
Yeah.
God forbid that those shows go away, because then the diversity goes away. So I want stuff that there's a million different tastes and in, that goes for music as well as news and politics, and to have all those things represented in a way that's, you know, we can't say, oh, I can't say, like, if it were up to me, I would be fair about it. Mm-hmm. But we have committees that make these choices.
Yeah.
You're on the news committee.
I am.
I think I'm still on the, I'm definitely on the music committee.
Yeah.
I should go to more meetings. But those groups of people are basically are you out there. We're all listeners.
Yeah, we are you, and you are us.
It's so. Just so meta.
Give you a call at 804-622-9700.
Give yourself a call.
Give yourself a call at 804-622. Or go online and see yourself at WRIR.org. And give yourself a little money, folks.
It's like helping yourself out.
So that your radio can remain on air. Now, Carl, are you going to play this surprise next? Or are you going to save that for a little later, that little 45?
I think we ought to play it. I think we ought to play it. And I want to, but first I want to play some Sinead O'Connor.
Okay, well, so I also want to say that you're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia.
That I was going to do that too, and thank you for catching that. We have certain rules to every show.
We are law-abiding.
Also want to tell you that this may be one of the few last times I do this. Well, let's not get into that, but I don't even believe the rumors that this place is closing, but I'm going to read the underwriting anyway. WRIR is sponsored by Couscous Restaurant, offering Monday and Tuesday night three-course menus. For example, lentil soup, fried calamari, creme brulee, country salad, eggplant Napoleon, and baklava. Details and even more menu items are available online at couscous900.com. Couscous, 900 West Franklin Street, 358-0868. Thank you, Couscous.
Thank you, Couscous. Don't cry.
I'm not going to cry.
Don't cry.
I'm not crying.
Don't cry.
Okay, I'm going to play some Sinead O'Connor that'll make you cry, though.
Yeah.
This is Raglan Road by Sinead O'Connor, which appeared on the Late Late Show with Donald Lunny. This is the Donald Lunny tribute, I guess.
Okay.
Something like that. From the Late Late Show. And this is a request by Natasha over in Malaysia. This is for you. And for everyone, really. Everyone with Irish hearts or whatever.
Or livers.
Yeah, or livers. Sinead O'Connor with Raglan Road.
On Raglan Road, on an autumn day, I saw her first and knew that her to the artist who
Turns out, that was Sinead O'Connor from The Late Late Show on Raglan Road. It's a well-known Irish song from a poem written by Irish poet Patrick Kavanagh, named after Raglan Road in Ballsbridge, Dublin. And in the poem, the speaker recalls a love affair he had with a young woman while walking on a quiet street. So, beautiful rendition there by Sinead O'Connor. And I was joking because my friend Natasha was saying, "Hey, do you take requests for St. Patrick's Day?" And I was like, "Well, yeah, but you know, I don't know what are you talking about." She posted this Sinead O'Connor, and I was like, "Oh, okay," because I thought you were gonna ask for Dexy's Midnight Runners, and she was like, "No, haha, but that would be funny." And actually, it turns out I found a copy of that song this weekend at a thrift store. So why don't we play that on If Music Could Talk?
We'll be right back. says, come on,
Yeah, that's Grace Jones with La Vie en Rose. And before that, we heard The Fireballs with Nearly Sunrise. And that was from a 45 RPM EP. We also heard Dixie's Midnight Runners, Come On Eileen. And Sinead O'Connor with Wranglin' Road. How we doing, Josh?
We're doing all right, Carl. Want to thank Janine and Rich for going online and donating, both at the $50 level, and Rich also says that WRIR provides content not found elsewhere. Now, I'd like to talk about how it's the internet era, you know. So in some ways, we realize that you listening out there, you can go anywhere. You could go anywhere and find this Grace Jones thing on YouTube, probably, or you could find a lot of this music we're playing. You can find all these shows in podcast form, but we like to think of ourselves as kind of curators of content. And the service that WRIR provides in those ways is kind of hard to put a number on in terms of value, because it's not necessarily that, yes, you could find this stuff, but would you? You know, would you hear this music otherwise? Would you get not only the music, but also the personal expertise of our DJs? I mean, when you hear Mike Gurrier talking about jazz, yeah, you could tuning into the Pandora Jazz Station, you're not going to get that.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to get that level of understanding, of connections. You listen to the Lee Show, man, and that is some deep knowledge
there. Oh, yeah.
That is some crazy deep knowledge, where Lee will do a whole show of nothing but various sidemen from Nashville Projects, or and then a show like Mike Rutz's, which is so vital to the Richmond audience. I mean, Activate, that is a labor of love right there.
Yeah, yeah.
He does a lot of research every week to bring you the music that's coming to town, and he organizes it in such a way that it has this really good flow from kind of the soft, more acoustic things at the beginning all the way to the sludgy doom metal at the end, you know?
And that's Activate?
Activate, yeah. On Wednesdays. Or, and you know, another, I mean, I love them all, but in terms of amount of effort, Cause and Effect is another show that is just a massive quantity of effort, you know, because it is looking at a band and then researching that band and looking at all of their influences, and then looking not only at that, but all of the bands that they then went on to influence.
Yeah, that's so a great show.
It's a really great premise, and it's just the kind of thing that a listener, and I consider myself to be a pretty avid music listener, but there's no way that I would be able to find all of this music if I was having to do it on my own. So I trust the other DJs at WRIR to have that ready for me when I turn on my radio dial. And that's why I'm a donor. Every pledge drive I donate. And admittedly, I'm also a volunteer, but I would donate anyway, you know. And I'm a musician and now a public school teacher, so it's not as though I'm necessarily in a position to donate in comparison. But I, you know, I do nonetheless, because I love it so much. So you should call us 804-622-9747 if you also love it. I mean, I love your show, Carl. I love the whole Sunday lineup, from jazz through Mellow Madness.
Yeah, they're all
right,
great
up,
shows.
Right up through Other Black Music and Ambiance Congo.
Your
and
show's
the
on Tuesday,
Influence.
Right?
Tuesday night's my show. Yeah,
yeah. Edge of Americana.
Edge of Americana, yeah. Tuesday nights.
And you know, as you said, I mean, we all have to live within our means, and hopefully not go too far beyond our means. But I mean, we also have a monthly plan here.
We
also
do. Actually, I took advantage of the monthly plan this year, which I really appreciate us having that, you know, folks. So if you feel as though you can't donate $50 right now, you could probably find $10 a month, you know,
and you sign up for that, and
for
then
5 months, and there's your $50 donation, or heck, $20 a month, you know, do a $100 donation.
If you feel inspired to give something and want to know what is best for you, we have these little packages and plans and whatever. We've got a lot of information waiting for you on the other side of that phone line. If you call 622-9747, I think there's people still in there, right?
We do. We have people waiting to answer your calls. And, of course, you can also go online to WRIR.org and do it the modern way. We really appreciate it
Click
if you do.
Click donate there, too. We're trying to raise some more money before the end of the show. We've only got half an hour left here on the show on If Music Could Talk.
Look, and, Carl, let's see... Let's see if we can't hit $500 in the next half an hour.
All right.
I want to see it happen.
All right. Well,
give us a call, folks. 804-622-9747. I'm sorry I interrupted you, Carl.
No, go ahead.
And help us stay on the air. Help us do the things that we know you want us to do. We know you guys get fed up with us talking during this week, but it's only a week and it's over and it's absolutely necessary because this is the model for public radio and you know it.
This is our week of actualization.
Yes.
It actualizes us. It actually helps. Actually makes us real. It keeps us real.
We're visualizing all the rest of the year, and then we have to actualize in this one week. And you have to help us actualize.
It's also quite humbling because the most that we beg, we only usually get like just about as much as we need.
Yeah.
We usually don't have a lot of extra.
Every dollar is spoken for.
Yeah, so we're staying humble, but keep us on the air, please, and you know help us get at least make our goal, which is $40,000, and we're a little over halfway there,
almost three quarters of the way there.
But we don't have a lot of time left, either. So
48 hours.
I want to challenge you guys to call in right now and donate, or donate online. And can I send a shout out?
Do it.
Okay, this next one goes out to Sarah Oakes, who turned me on to this awesome band called The Very Best. And this song is from their album MTM TMK. MTM TMK came out in 2012. And the song is Ngeto featuring Exhuman. Here on If Music Could Talk, this is WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio.
Yeah.
You're listening to WIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Josh was shaking it out there in the hall. I saw you doing some moves.
I was trying to shake it the way I teach middle school these days, and my middle schoolers like to get down sometimes.
They're more limber, though, than
they
us
are.
Older guys.
Yeah, I'm a little stiff then. But, I teach life science, Carl, and I was thinking that we're studying ecosystems right now, and I'm actually just getting ready to teach about biodiversity and the virtues of biodiversity. And
that's
basically
cool.
An ecosystem, you can tell its health by the
diversity,
the more species, the more keystone species you have, the more first level consumers, second level consumers, the more predators. Basically, the more variety you have, the healthier an ecosystem is. And for that reason, folks, you should call 804-622-9747 because WRIR, in no small way, and I'm not even kidding about this, is
contributing to the cultural diversity.
Yeah, the cultural diversity, the social diversity, the artistic diversity, the musical diversity, the political diversity of this
city.
So
it's like the health of your brain's ecosystem.
Yeah, I mean, you were living in this city before WRIR. Do you not feel as though many aspects of the city have been affected by the presence of this radio station?
I think they have. I mean, I forget who was talking about this.
Jesse Orimiano.
Huh?
Says that it affects his life.
I think that's Jesse Ormland, actually, the president of the board of directors.
But yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, and again.
He likes it.
I'm going to call him Jesse Ormiano from now on, though. I think.
Yo, Mr. Ormiano, I have a question.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Jesse. And you know, as you were saying, and Jesse would probably agree that we have done good things for the city and contribute to the diversity of thought and idea in the ecosystem of media that we have to navigate and survive in.
I mean, I know that it's helped the music scene. I know for a fact. I mean, just as speaking as a member of the music scene, I'm sure it's the same for you too. Like, there's more venues to see music, there's more opportunity to see music, and there's more opportunities for local bands to be heard and names out there.
It may have been Bill or Andy. I was on Global Agogo just this past Friday, and we were also talking about ecosystems in a way that I think. The analogy might have been just exactly the same analogy that you're using there. But we also were like, we're one of those gateways for ideas to come in. We also refine and filter the music for you. So I guess in some ways we're acting as gatekeepers in certain ways.
Will you be our keymaster? We'll be your gatekeeper. Give us a call, 804-622-9747.
If you're in a closed ecosystem, nothing new's coming in. I think that's where things start to get stale and die.
No.
And
there's lots of new stuff coming
so,
in here.
Yeah, so being a gatekeeper to the rest of the world, or like a gateway for the rest of the world is really the word I was looking for, to come to Richmond through the airwaves.
Yeah.
So we bring the world to you. You hopefully appreciate everything we do here. So,
so show your appreciation, folks, and give us a call. Really, no fooling. If you don't call, we will not be able to be on the air. We will not be able to pay our rent. We will not be able to pay our electric bill. We will not be able to pay for our transmitter. We will not be able to pay for our upgrades. We will not be able to pay for our programming.
It's
just as simple as that.
That's true.
Because we don't pay a single employee here, and there are no diamond-studded necklaces or tennis bracelets being given out at this station. It is all for the nitty-gritty of what's going
on. Just the basics. Yeah. Just the basics.
So, Carl, you've got a nice-looking record here. What you got?
I've got from Music Mondial. This is a label... small pressing of this. And I wanted to say the very best. Again, thanks to Sarah for telling me about the very best. I just played two in a row by them. That was Julia from their album Warm Heart of Africa. And before that, we heard from the MTMTMK album, we heard Mghetto. But this next one here is... And what I wanted to say was the very best are out of Malawi. And this next group is from Mali. This is Les Super Jata Band du Mali and Superform. I got this from Hisham of Sublime Frequencies. He came through last week and showed some films at Gallery 5, and he had a bunch of records. And this one is actually from a different label, Music Mondial. I don't know where this label is based, but that's world music. Music Mondial, that's what that means.
Yeah.
And the song we're going to play is Sise Najolo. This is Le Super Jata Band du Mali, and Josh has one more thing,
I just got a text message from someone listening on the Eastern Shore of Maryland that I should repeat the phone number slowly and twice. So 804-622-9747, folks. That's 804-622-WRIR. Give us a call. Make a pledge. Help keep Carlito spinning records. Thank you.
These are underwater sounds made by humpback whales as they pass near Bermuda in the spring. They were recorded through a hydrophone, which is a kind of underwater microphone. The water is very deep, and the sounds are echoing off the undersurfaces of waves and from the submarine canyons and ridges on the island slope. If you listened for a long time, you would hear that the sounds are organized into definite repeating patterns. So we call them songs, just as we refer to bird songs or frog songs. Unlike bird songs, humpback songs are very long, 6 to 30 minutes, and are strung together without pauses between them. They are probably the longest, loudest, and slowest songs in nature.
Yeah, and that was Group Due from Biete Harab on Sublime Frequencies, another album I picked up when Hisham was visiting us here in Richmond. Of course, the wonderful Google will help me.
What is Sublime Frequencies, Carl? Is that's a record label?
Sorry, yes, that's on Sublime Frequencies Records.
Yeah.
And that's a record label out of Seattle that does a lot of just music from all over the place. They also release films and, stuff that various members of that group of, it's kind of a collective, it's a collective of various, members. I think started off by Alan and Hisham, but I've worked with Alan to make that Pop Ye Ye CD come out.
Okay.
So that's the label. Hisham, one of the two members of that group, Sublime Frequencies, which is a label actually, came through Richmond and played two films last week at Gallery 5. Thanks to Steady Sounds for setting that up.
Yeah,
and that was cool. And one of the records that he was making available that evening was Group Due, who are a group from the Western Sahara, Earlier on, I made a mistake too. That Very Best is actually a collective of people from Malawi and London. I forgot to say that. They're based in London, I believe. But anyway, so what you just heard, Group Due, they play raw and unfiltered Sahrawi music from former colonial Spanish outpost of the Western Sahara. Due is their leader and master of the electric guitar, and he's been performing since he was a kid. And then there's another member who there's a lot of different members that, but his wife Halima and friend Bashiri are the two vocalists in the group. So that's Due, Halima, and his friend Bashiri make up the group Due. Music from Western Sahara, and that album was Beat Harab. So cool stuff that I like to play here on my show. You may have noticed some gospel music earlier, some rock and roll, some psych rock. There's all kinds of different directions that I like to go in, but Indeed. It's always music that I feel is grooving and moving me.
And folks, if you like this stuff, do give us a call, 804-622-9747. We are moving towards our goal. We're about $27,000 thus far in our fund drive, and we really need to pull in another 13 to be able to cover all of our bills. I mean, this is money that is already budgeted, and it is, of course, we set up our budget based upon what we expect to make and what we expect to be supported by our community, because of course we are the community and you are us, as we were saying earlier. WRIR is completely 100% funded by the community. Some of it comes from community grants. A small amount comes from community grants, about 30% of our budget. The rest of it comes from individual donations and underwriting. And of course, we thank all of our underwriters for doing their part, but we are hoping now that you will do your part. Whether this is your show or whether you have another show that is your show, if you're listening right now, give us a call, 804-622-9747. Stunted Development's coming up here in about 10 minutes or so, I do believe. And we'll keep moving forward with Bill Farah on that. But Carl is here right now, and I want you to show your support for groove music from all over the world by giving a call and supporting If Music Could Talk. 804-622-9747.
What's that number again?
804-622-9747. Or of course, online at WRIR.org. I've been noticing a steady stream of internet traffic. And I guess, Carl, I think this internet thing is really going to catch on.
Yeah, well, you know, in one
with
form,
the younger set.
One way or another, we're here. And we're going to be on your internet. We're going to be in your radio.
Get used to it.
When they make independent media head brain implants, we'll offer those.
Yep.
If you want one, we will not force it on you.
Never.
But anyway, we're going to finish off with, of all people, the Everly Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on my way home again, and I will be shortly because Bill has just arrived for Stunted Development. So we'll play that song, and please call 622-9747 if you're liking the music.
Don't let it pass you by. Smile and wave at the engineer. I put my guitar in a gunny sack and walk away and I won't look back. And when the whistle blows my name, I'll say, woo-hoo, I'm on the way home again. No, I don't think I'll ever come this way again. I'll be content with the pictures in my mind. I remember how that lonesome road used to press my back like a heavy load. And when the diesel calls my name, I'll say, woo-hoo, I'm on the way home again. Thank you.
sit and look out the window. Tuesday I'll just spend the day drinking beer. Wednesday will find me asleep at the TV. The rest of the week will be free, free. No, I don't think I'll ever get on a train again. I'll just smile and wave at the engineer. I'll put my guitar in a funny sack and walk away and I won't look back. And when the whistle blows my name, I'll say, woo, I'm on my way home again. I'll say, woo, I'm on my way home again. Woo, I'm on my way home again.
Woo. Yeah, that's right. The Everly Brothers. Stay tuned for Stunted Development. I just want to tell you that portions of this programming, today's programming, are made possible by producer-director Jerry Williams, a.k.a. TV Jerry. Since 1980, Jerry has been working with local and national clients to produce creative media, including DVDs, webcasts, commercials, and long-form videos. For the past 13 years, TV Jerry's website, Tales from the Grips, has featured news and dirt of Richmond's production community, as well as movie reviews at tvjerry.com. So thanks. We'll finish off with Patty's Working on the Railroad. That's an Irish name. Patty?
In 1841, I put my corduroy breeches on. I put my corduroy breeches on to work upon the railway. To work upon the railway. In 1842, I left the old world for the new. I left the old world for the new to work upon the railway. Fill-a-me-u-re-u-re-a, to work upon the railway. In 1843, 'twas then I met sweet Minnie McGee, and an elegant wife she's been to me while working on the railway. Fill-a-me-u-re-u-re-a, 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 to work upon the railway.